And now on with the local news. There are several stories this week related to vulnerable members of the community. A Norwich court heard this week that a daughter had raided her vulnerable elderly mother's bank account and stolen more than £22,000. Also in Norwich, a parking firm accused of wrongly issuing parking fines to hospital patients has been reminded to be lenient to the vulnerable. A quirky new clothing store opened in Castle Mall this week. There will be no cash transactions, only donations, swaps and loans. And there was further good news for the vulnerable. The City Council reversed its decision to remove a market stall providing free food to people in need.
A daughter raided her vulnerable elderly mother's bank account and stole more than £22,000, which was meant to pay cash to pay for care home cares, a court heard. And Katrina Gilbert had been trusted to look after her mother's finances. But instead, the 40-year-old of Thorpe Road, Haddiscoe, stole cash meant to pay for her care, leaving her mother without any allowances to pay for extras at home. Gilbert admitted theft of £22,731 between July 2013 and November 2016. Jailing her for 10 months for a high level of breach of trust, Recorder Guy Ayers said, "She trusted you to organise her finances. Instead of doing that, you tried to siphon off money for your own purposes." He also said the case at Norwich Crown Court showed that people who are in care homes and are vulnerable must be protected by the courts.
A parking firm accused of wrongly issuing fines to hospital patients has been reminded to be lenient by Norwich Community Hospital. Last summer, a spate of complaints were made by patients who were issued parking charge notices, PCN, when the ticket machine at the hospital car park failed to recognise their registration number. The latest to fall victim to the problem was Kenneth Bull from Cantley, when he visited the hospital on January the 5th. Despite paying the parking fee and leaving within the allotted time, he received a PCN stating he had not entered his registration number correctly. Mr. Bull lost an appeal, but the hospital has since cancelled the PCN. Since the initial PCN problems last year, NCHC have put regular review processes into place with the contractor, said a spokesman for Norfolk Community Health and Care, NHS Trust. We have also provided guidance to the contractor about these types of cases where a lenient approach is recommended, and the contractor has complied with this approach in the majority of cases that qualify. We will also be reiterating our expectations with respect to appeals handling with the contractor. Thank you for bringing this instance to our notice.
A boutique clothing shop with a difference has opened its doors in Norwich. Located in the Castle Mall shopping centre, New You is a unique store that will operate on donations, swaps and loans, with no cash transactions taking place. Instead of money, the shop will use a voucher system and is aimed at young adults who could not otherwise acquire clothing. The concept is the first of its kind, not just in Norwich, but across the UK. Each item of clothing donated is given a value, and customers will be able to swap or loan items based on value. The shop will also provide smart clothes for any occasion that can be borrowed for job, interviews or similar occasions. Open Youth Trust and Talent Match New Anglia will be running the store, which has been set up through the Big Lottery Fund. Talent Match is a consortium of organisations led by the Prince's Trust in Norfolk and Suffolk.
Norwich City Council has made a U-turn on proposals to remove a market stall used to provide free food to vulnerable people. The council was met with a fierce backlash after announcing the stall on Hay Hill off Haymarket had to be permanently removed due to its age and condition. The unit is currently used by four different organisations every night of the week in Norwich to serve vulnerable people with food. More than 37,000 people signed a petition demanding for it to be kept in place. The City Council said it has since resurveyed the stall and has agreed to carry out and pay for the necessary repair work. In a statement, it said the decision followed a meeting with the groups which use the stall in the evenings. A council spokesman said, "The survey showed that it is repairable, but will need extensive work to bring it back into use in the immediate future, which will include replacing the existing roof. We don't yet know how much the repairs will cost, but the council will be meeting the full cost of repairs. The repairs will start as soon as we have agreed temporary arrangements for the food groups while the stall is being mended."